Well, I haven't stood behind this podium for 37 years, since my seminary days. So it's a great honor for me to be able to stand here today and address you, and I pray that our God will pour out His Holy Spirit upon each and every one of you to fill you with His peace, His love and joy, His forgiveness, all in Christ Jesus. So I want to ask you a question this morning. What are you seeking? You've all come down here, filed in, sat down, and then got quiet, expecting something. What are you seeking? Is this just the next part of your schedule? This is what you're supposed to do at 10 o'clock? Well, of course, this isn't really my question, but Jesus is asking you today, what are you seeking? You know, whenever God asks a question of any individual in the Bible, I'd like you to not only think about the original situation and the original person that question was asked of. That, of course, is the first thing we need to do. We need to understand the situation so we can understand the question. But don't stop there. Think about it as if God was asking you that question. There's so many probing questions in the Bible. Where are you? What are you doing here? Who told you that? Or do you love me? You know, God doesn't ask these questions because He doesn't know the answer. Obviously, He knows everything about us. But He asks because He wants you to probe your own mind and heart, to think about it, to consider what God is asking of you. And so today, Jesus asks you, what are you seeking? Do you remember the first people that Jesus asked that question of? It was a couple of disciples of John the Baptist. John had just told them, he just pointed to Jesus, said, "Hey, look, behold, there's the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." And so two of his disciples started to follow Jesus. And when Jesus turned and saw them, he said, "What are you seeking? What do you want?" I sometimes chuckle to myself when I read their response. They said, "Rabbi," or "Teacher, where are you staying?" I suspect they probably didn't really have any specific thing that they could say, "This is what we're seeking, this is what we want." But they just wanted to spend some time with Jesus. They wanted to find out about Him, know who He is, what He has to offer. And so they wanted to go to where He is staying to spend that time. And it was already the middle of the afternoon when they started following Him, but they spent the rest of that day with Jesus. And after those few hours, they were absolutely convinced that this man is the Messiah. And they were so excited about that they ran to find somebody to tell. Andrew found his brother, Peter. And he said, "We have found the Messiah." And then he took Peter by the hand and took him to Jesus to see Him for himself. And that began a lifelong journey. A journey with Jesus. A journey where they found everything they were seeking in Jesus. He gave them meaning and purpose in their life. He gave them stability, protection, wisdom, and understanding. He supplied all their needs. And of course, most of all, He gave them His love and his forgiveness and the ultimate goal of their eternal life with God. And so Jesus is asking you today, what are you seeking? You've all traveled specifically to come to school here. Some of you just across town, but some of you have traveled much farther to come to school here. Why? What are you seeking? Why come here rather than any of the other schools that are closer by? Well, of course, there's lots of good reasons to come to school here. You'll certainly get a good quality education. It's a good place to find and make true, lasting friends for life. It's a good place to learn some responsibility in a somewhat controlled environment. But I hope that you come here because you're seeking something much more than all of that. May you answer like Andrew. Teacher, where are you staying? I want to be with you. I want to learn from you and about you. I want to spend my life with you. And if that's what you're seeking, then you've certainly come to the right place. He is right here in his word. That's where he speaks to you. That's where he teaches you and guides you. You've no doubt found Jesus already in his word because he found you to begin with and called you to faith and called you to follow him. But he has so much more to give. And so think about how valuable it is to just keep that question in mind as you go through your day-to-day life in your school. You know, you go to classes, you're learning more than just some facts. Sure, you learn math and science and history. You learn things that will help you in life and probably some things you'll never use again. But come here and come to your classes not just to learn some facts, but to see Jesus and to learn from him, to receive his blessings of forgiveness and grace and love. And consider also that when Jesus asks you, what are you seeking? He's not just talking about right now, this moment or this day or this year, but he's thinking about your life. What are you seeking in life? What do you want out of life? And I pray that just like Peter and Andrew, this will be the beginning of a long and blessed life with Jesus. Following him, serving him in whatever walk of life he leads you to. And so let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you that you have found us and called us to be your children by faith. I thank you that you have invited every one of us to come and see, to follow you and learn from you. And Lord, may you bless us to grow in our faith and in our life with you. And may you show us wonderful things as we follow you and serve you with our whole life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us close by singing hymn 712 in your Lutheran service book. We'll sing stanzas 1 and 3. Seek ye first. It's a song you probably learned in vacation Bible school to begin with, but it's certainly very fitting for us throughout our life. 720 or 712.